take it.
I'll believe it when I see it.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. It's our regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. It is approximately 7 o'clock p.m. The board met in executive session beginning at 6 p.m. this evening to discuss legal and personnel matters. The board concluded that executive session at approximately 6:55 p.m. I will now call the meeting, this evening's meeting, to order, and I'd ask that everybody rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Christman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
There are four present, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Nutt did notify the office that she would not be in attendance this evening.
Yes, she is. She is on vacation, so we have more than a quorum of the board present, and we will begin our meeting. The first item on the agenda is our first visitor or public comment session. I'll start with the usual housekeeping announcement, though, which is that although it is posted in the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure all comments are captured by the recording device, everyone needs to speak directly into a microphone. It's especially important, anyone coming to the microphone, please make sure the microphone is on. I think, David, did you just turn that on? Okay. Pull the microphone close to your mouth. We find that if you don't get close like this, it doesn't really capture the sound well, and we want everyone in the room to be able to hear what the speaker is saying. We also ask that anybody coming to the podium, if you're here because you're actually on the agenda, you do need to identify yourself and spell your last name. Generally speaking, it's a good rule of thumb. Just spell your last name regardless of what your last name is. If you're speaking to a public comment, you must identify yourself and give us your address. It is important that the record accurately reflect who is speaking, and so that's the reason that we have people identify themselves with their address. Visitor or public comment is usually limited to about 3 minutes. The chair has the authority to expand that if necessary, but generally speaking, please make your points in 3 minutes or less so that we can continue on with the business of the meeting. And if you get close to the 3 minute mark, I will just respectfully urge you to finish up, to wrap up. All right, there are two visitor and public comment sessions, one later on in the evening as well. So with that, the floor is open. Anyone wishing to place comment into the record, please come to the podium and do so, following the rules that we've set forth.
Good evening. My name is Megan Walter. I live at 1669 East Derry Road.
Welcome.
Thank you. I sent an email to you, Mr. Bruzzo, and to Mr. Christman, and to Mr. Emmerich, who is, I believe, also on vacation. And I did not get a response, and I was curious if you could respond to that this evening, specifically with zoning ordinances that may have been at play with my neighbor spraying graffiti on her fence.
Yeah, I did not know that you did not receive a response. I don't think that any, there may have been a law broken, a criminal law, not necessarily one of our zoning ordinances, but I don't have the time here to go through back through the email and go through what okay. particular crime. But did you?
I do, Mr. Russo. I deserve to be shown respect.
Yes.
And so I would like to have a respectful response. I specifically asked if there were any zoning ordinances that were, you know, that she. I went through the whole mural making process, right? I brought a group of students in front of you, and I still set an example for them. And my students have been impacted by that graffiti, and they don't understand why somebody in our community would be allowed to do that and direct hatefulness towards me. And we had to go through all the steps for approval to have a mural.
Well, I think what you're complaining about is potential criminal matter, not a zoning ordinance like a community development ordinance.
Is graffiti allowed in the...
Right.
Is there any zoning that prohibits graffiti?
Well, we wouldn't need one because it's illegal, because it's a criminal offense. We could make it's typically things like criminal mischief, but... I'd be happy to have Chief Warner talk to you. He can leave the meeting now, and you can go and speak about it. But I'm not going to take the time now to go through it because I don't think you want us to go through it right now until you've made perhaps a formal complaint to the police.
Okay. In my email, I did express to you that I had done that. But I was looking to address it from a peaceful stance, and I also wanted to be informed if there were any zoning ordinances that had...
Well, we can ask Mr. Habig. Are you aware of any zoning ordinance specifically prohibiting graffiti?
No. The only thing that could possibly be applied is signage. However, the unlawful graffitiing of something, they didn't get a permit, so... There'd be no way to go after it from zoning besides illegal signage, which okay. graffiti wouldn't fall under signage.
Okay. And normally zoning would go after the property owner. So the person who would be in trouble for this graffiti would be you, which I don't believe is what your intent is.
Why?
Because you're the owner of the property the graffiti is on, correct?
No, that's not correct, sir.
No, okay. No.
It's the neighbor's property.
Okay. But the neighbor didn't put the graffiti there, did he?
Or she? No, she did.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think I just would ask, I'll ask the chief, I think that
okay.
to step outside with you and you can talk to him about the situation. You don't have to make a formal complaint, but you at least talk it through with him.
Okay.
And to the extent that you didn't get a response from us, I apologize that you didn't get one. I don't know, you should have gotten a formal response to your email.
Yes, moving forward, I'm hoping that that is the way that I'm treated.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right, anyone else wishing to come forward?
Robert Davis, 1768 Church Road. You've seen me before, and I'm bringing this to you for the 25th month that we have discussed this with you. And guess what you've done? And what we have discussed is the speeding on Church Road. And they're doing 55 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone, and nothing is being done about it. You did, I will give you credit, for slapping some paint on the road, thinking that that would slow them down. My question is did that slow you down? It didn't. You know, I do 25 anyway, but That's just it. We have a 25 mile an hour speed limit. People have been buzzed. And I hope no one has been killed or hit, but this needs to stop and stop now. So I am going to ask you again to put in speed tables. You can put in temporary ones, whatever you need to do. You need to do it and do it now. 25 months is long enough. The other thing, this is just a personal thing on my thing, is we have too damn many potholes and improperly patched holes dug in the road. And I think that you ought to pay particular attention to that, and I'll just leave that at that. Okay. Thank you for hearing me out. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
Daryl Berry, 1769 Church Road. And I'm here also to, again, the speeding and the behavior of the drivers, you know, and harassment and intimidation. And I also respectfully request that you reconsider putting speed tables down. Just some observations recently. My wife was coming up the road, coming back from grocery shopping, put her turn signal on, slowed down to back in, and a car went up against her and wouldn't allow her to back in. Just arrogant behavior. Also, about a month and a half ago, in the morning, I went out to retrieve my recycle container, and the school bus came down around the corner and was slowing down to pick up the little neighbor boy next door. And the car behind him went around the bus and gunned it and went down. And I truly believe if we had speed tables that that would eliminate that. So, again, that's my request. And I also appreciate what you've done. And in the near term, you know, some active enforcement.
Yeah. And I will tell you, we are very soon, we will be rolling out a traffic safety enforcement unit from the police department. So that will be, you know, and we are well aware of the issues on Church Road, and so that will probably get prime attention. We haven't ruled the speed tables out, but we were hoping to try to change behavior differently before we get to that point. But I could see the value in the speed tables. It's not my decision solely, but
right.
I do think that we see that that may be the ultimate course we have to take.
I really appreciate that. I mean, with South Hanover Township doing it, and now the behind the Costco, the Devonshire Heights Road, they put some the road that goes
yes.
behind, and that changed
it
the
does.
Behavior and.
Yeah.
They have no choice. They have no choice to, you know, to behave.
And I think you're absolutely right. And I think we're moving. We've tried to approach this in sort of a, you know, in a structured way to keep hoping that each step we take will change the behavior. But I think we can't roll out the traffic safety unit fast enough. We took us a while to get the right number of police right. officers on our complement, but we're there, so we'll give that a try. And then I think I would be supportive, me personally, of a speed table if we get to that point.
I really appreciate that. That's my request.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for hearing me out.
All right, is there anyone else that would wish to that wishes to put comment into the record? All right, so then we'll move to the next item, which is the consent calendar. There are three items on the consent calendar. All of them appear on the agenda for you. There's A, B, and C. The members of the board can take each of these items separately, or we can take a motion to vote on them all in one motion and approve them. And so at this time, I'll ask members of the board in which direction they would like to approach this.
I move that the board accept the consent calendar items A through C as outlined in tonight's agenda.
All right, very good. Motion is made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second to his motion?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or concerns? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion and the items that appear on the agenda under consent calendar for this evening, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is new business. The first item under new business is A. It's the consideration of awarding a bid for the Chocolatetown Square Park renovation project. Mr. Chrisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board's aware, at your regularly scheduled meeting on April 23rd, the board did authorize us to advertise and let bids for the construction project scheduled for Chocolatetown Square Park, which would include the construction of a brand new Veterans Memorial and a pavilion. To date, as of tonight, the township did receive 6 bids, and the lowest qualified bidder for the contract was Harnden Construction Services, Inc., which is in your packet. Their bid came in at $1,056,650. The schedule for construction is still set for a dedication of the Veterans Memorial on Veterans Day this year, November 11th, 2024. Ryan Cummings is here from HRG to discuss any particulars with the bid package, and any advertising questions you might have, or any questions about the project itself. So I'll turn it over to Ryan.
I'm really happy with the bid. I mean, it's all in front of you. Do you have any questions on what was in your packet?
Ryan, just so I know, to the extent that there are others that, you know, there are entities in the community that want to, that are donating, we've certainly had contact with a number that plan to donate towards the overall cost of the project. Does that come out of, does that go towards this bid number?
So
does that offset the bid number, I guess is the better way to word it?
So this is the number that will, that Harnden put for their bid, so it'll be what they are.
Is that include
all the items that were discussed in terms of donations? They approached as much as they could. It was a little more complicated, as you know, than we hoped, and they used some of the subcontractors, but some of the other ones did not approach that. So you can see it's a hair higher than.
Let me just cut right to the chase. So our so for instance, Chocolatetown Square Park. You know, we know that. There's interest at Hershey Entertainment to make a contribution to the overall renovation of the park piece. That doesn't, that would come out of, that would be offsetting, any donation they made would be offsetting, right? Because this bid is for both pieces.
Correct, yes. This is for the whole, for them to do the whole job.
Okay.
So it does, whatever donations the township receives does not factor into the number in front of you.
Okay, and then just, we, correct me if I'm wrong on the naming of the Veterans Memorial. We, in our diagram that you guys put together, which is beautiful, but in the gateway it says Veterans Memorial Park, but we haven't decided that that's actually what we're calling it. I thought we were going to keep the same name, Court of Honor, because at the plaza it was the Court of Honor.
As of now, in the documents that Harnden has agreed to, it is the Veterans Memorial Plaza. If that's something we would like to modify, we certainly can do that with them, and it should be a very minimal.
Yeah, I would imagine change. There would be, there's less letters in Court of Honor. Yeah. I can't imagine what the difference would, should inure to our benefit, but I just wanted to make clear we weren't trying to rename. I don't think from the beginning the intent was to take, was come up with another name for the Court of Honor. The Court of Honor was what was at the plaza that I think the idea was that we were relocating the Court of Honor. So would you?
Yeah, we'll circle back.
Take that as an action item, because I think it, I just want everybody to be clear. The diagrams were beautiful, and I kind of, when I saw them that day, I thought that was just sort of artistic liberty, which was fine. But we did. I didn't want people to think that we renamed that Court of Honor.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Just one point of clarification on the question you had raised about the donations. Just so that the board's aware, and we did discuss this at the last meeting or when we discussed the bids back in April, the township has an existing line of credit, as you're aware, for $1 million. That money will be drawn down to backstop the construction of the project. Any donations that we receive in addition to at that point will be used to offset the debt service associated with the project. So if we get cash donations from other entities within the community or individuals from within the community, those dollars would be applied directly to that debt service.
Good. Any other questions? All right. We're good, Mr. Cummings?
We're good.
Good. All right, so then we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors award Chocolate Town Square Park renovation project to Harden Construction Services, Inc. in the amount of $1,056,650 as per the recommendation of the Township Engineer's letter dated June 6, 2024.
All right, thank you, Mr. Corrado. Motion is made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second to his motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Are there any further questions or comments? I guess my question is, before we vote, and I may have just missed this when Mr. Christman was speaking when he introduced the topic, but this bid will vote to award the bid tonight. There's some documentation that has to follow, but when are we requiring them to begin?
So once you vote to award the contract, Harden will have 15 days to provide all the information you need, the performance bond, payment bond, certificate of insurance. From my understanding, they're ready to do that as soon as tomorrow. So sooner we get that, 15 days would win when we would hope to have all that done, reviewed, addressed, and then issue notice to proceed shortly after that.
Do we have to issue the notice at a public meeting, or Mr. Christman, just issue?
That would be done administratively.
Right. Okay, perfect.
So HRG will review the documents that come in. We'll also send them over to the solicitor for their agreement. And once we're both in agreement, we'll issue notice to proceed and set up a pre-construction meeting with Harden.
Okay. Do you think we could push for 30 to have that, have some meeting in place within the next 30 days?
Ideally, yes.
Okay. I recognize
it's typically within 30 days.
Okay. I think we're also excited about it starting, and the sooner they start, the more likely it is we will be substantially completed or fully completed by Veterans Day, which is when we expect to do the dedication.
The letter will go to them tonight.
Thank you, Ryan. All right, all in favor of awarding the bid to Herndon Construction Services, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone. The next item is B. It's the consideration of the sixth time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final land development plan for 1106 Cocoa Avenue for Nagillum Properties, LLC, plat 1333. Mr. Habig?
So the Board of Supervisors initially approved plat 1333 on January 4th, 2021, conditional upon several items being addressed by the applicant no later than July 4, 2021. The board granted the most recent extension on December 19, 2023, subject to the outstanding conditions of approval being addressed no later than July 4, 2024. To date, one of the 10 conditions has been appropriately addressed. This is the sixth request, and it proposes no changes to the details of the previously approved plans or waivers. However, since the time of original approval, we've updated the stormwater management ordinance in 2023, which may have required standardized details and some minor modifications, but would not have changed the basic design. Recently adopted modifications to the zoning ordinance would change the side yard and rear yard from 5 feet to 10 feet, which would have major impact on the proposed building and site layout. We do have the engineer and the applicant here this evening, and I will let them take over.
Good evening. My name's Chris Coons. I'm with Pannoni Associates. The owners here are here tonight regarding the project. So as you know, we are requesting another time extension. Did not think we would be here at this stage. We, as Mr. Habig said about the comments, the comment letter has 10 outstanding comments, but in actuality, it's probably about six because the other four comments regard to actual recording of the plans and whatnot. We're requesting this time extension. We have been requesting the financial security agreement and the right-of-way deed dedication from the township since February. We did, in January, let the township know that there was a slim chance we weren't going to be able to proceed with the project, asked them to hold off so that no additional fees would be incurred. In about mid-February, we reached back out to the township, let them know that the project was back on and we would like to get those items that we needed from the township. The reason we're requesting those items, obviously we need them to be signed by the township, by us. One of the items, the deed of dedication, we need for the PennDOT HOP release. We have gotten conditional approval on the HOP. That was one of the comments that HRG requested a copy of it. PennDOT will not release that until we have the signed right-of-way dedication that we can give to PennDOT in order to get the HOP. So as it stands right now, we have the deed of dedication and the financial security agreement that we need to be provided from the township. The HRG comments that are outstanding are the HOP permit, which we've conditionally got approved, but can't get a copy of till we get the deed of dedication, and signatures that were not provided by the owner on the recording plan set for being recorded. Those have been notarized and ready to go. So these two items will not be an issue. The last two items are the title insurance for the right-of-way dedication and the financial security for the financial security agreement. Both items are being worked on right now by the client, and we don't see any issue with getting those here in the next week or two. So I know this is...
What's the million? You know the question I'm going to ask you, I think. So we changed our zoning very purposefully. It took us a couple of years to change the zoning, the setbacks that exist in the village area. And I guess it sounds like that will have an impact, a significant impact on your design.
It does.
And so I'll look to David. I mean, on the one hand, I think the board is going to have to make this decision on do we create an exception for this plan? Or, you know, I recall that we specifically put in our approval back in, at the fifth extension, right? We said we actually put the language in there that this is approved with the understanding that if the applicant is not able to meet the conditions of the extended approval by the stated deadline, which would have been July 4th of this year, or thereabouts, that the Board of Supervisors reserves the right to reopen the land development plan and reassess any issues that it might have changed since the time of the first approval. And I think that's what we were thinking at the time, that we spent a lot of time on this zoning, on sort of the amendments that we made. So,
and I understand I got that clearly from the last time we came through this, that's how everyone felt. I just want to make sure it's iterated that we've requested, like I said, February 16th, we requested that the township proceed with the agreements that we needed prepared by the solicitor. I reached back out to the township both in March, as well as in April, kind of checking on the status of those. So we're trying to get that information. We have not yet received it. It is something that's out of our control.
If so, all right, that's fair enough. So that there's delay on our part.
Yes, Mr. Armstrong is still working his way through those documents.
You have to repeat yourself, I apologize. Yes,
sorry, Mr. Armstrong is working on those agreements, documents.
But I guess, David, if we had had that information for the applicant back in February, March, even April, and they had that information in their possession, would they be able then to comply with the current deadline?
We have everything else pulled together. We would have been taking every whole package. I mean, basically addressing, you know, providing the HOP that was approved, addressing the comments, which at this point were merely signatures that were missing from the plans, as HRG stated, because again, they were signatures that we would not do till we were ready to give you guys the plan for recording, and then the financial security that the client's currently working on. So all that would have been packaged together and delivered to the township at one time.
And if you had gotten this information in, let's say, let's just use April, for instance, so to give our solicitor time to have worked on this, would you then have been able to meet the original, this last fifth extension timeline?
I feel we would have had everything in before the July 4th deadline, if we would have had time to get that prepared. You know, we did receive, just for an idea here, we did receive, the HOP was conditionally approved by PennDOT April 29th. So that's when we received the conditional approval, which I have the letter from them, but again, they won't release it until we provide them not the recorded document, but the signed document from the township and the client.
And can you can you point out, David, we're looking at 1106 Cocoa Avenue is the property in question, correct?
Correct.
I'm just going to say, I don't think when we changed when we made the amendments, that particular tract of land was one that we were overly concerned with in terms of the setbacks based on the commercial neighborhood that it's a commercial development that it's
in.
Yeah,
given the commercial development, the changes to the zoning ordinance were more so to protect our residents from houses going up right on the setback line right next to them. In this case, although it is affected by the zoning change, this was not the intended target for the zoning change. It was just, given the commercial area, there's no residences that would be affected by a 5-foot setback here.
Anybody else have questions? I mean, I'm not trying to hog the...
Just the same comments I had last time. 3 years, 3.5 years. What happened? You had all that time to do this job.
If you would like to... He doesn't want to speak in with that. Again, I can only give what I came in here.
I know when I gave you hell last time.
My name is Bill Moffitt. I live at 325 Lamppost Lane. But with this project, I've been behind it, and I really do appreciate the extensions you guys have given me over the years. To be honest, a lot of things weren't happening during a lot of the extensions in full, you know, upright honesty. A lot of life stuff happened that I wasn't expecting and intending, went through a divorce that I was not asking for, and really couldn't get anything done in that meantime, couldn't work through the banks for anything, couldn't really figure anything out because they were saying, what are your assets at this point? Finally got the divorce stuff wrapped up this spring and was able to really look and say, can we make this project work? At one point it thought no, but then I had a partner join in and a good friend of mine from a long time, and I'll also need some office space that we're going to try to do this together. So it's kind of brought in a new perspective and some new fresh assets to say that we can move this forward. So I really do think we're very close, and we've been working hard on it the last couple months to say that we're not just sitting back, resting our laurels here. I really, again, want to say thank you so much for the number that you have given us over the time. It was a frustrating situation that was not planned, but I do appreciate it.
So, and either of you can answer if you know Dr. Moffitt, or you can let Mr. Kuntz answer, but I just want to make sure we're all clear. Are you still waiting for something from our solicitor or the township before you can?
Yes, we have not received the financial security agreement or the deed of dedication, which both need to be prepared by the solicitor.
All right, and if you receive that, like, what would you? How much time would you need from the date of getting that information to actually being able to file your project?
I mean, those items, from what I understand, basically need signatures from us to give back to the township so they can sign them. Mr. Moffitt would just be dealing with the financial security and the title insurance, which he's currently working on. Yeah. We're anticipating next week or two.
Yeah, the title insurance should not be long at all.
Financial Security is still working some things out through the banks between the two of us and making sure it's in the names that you wanted. I think Janelle had talked with the solicitor at one point as far as how we need those funds to be titled as far as in the Gillum or one of the partners' names. And we're still working through the banks. Some of our banks that we work with have been trying to figure out the difference between the construction loan and the letter of credit. Okay. So I can't give you a time period right off the bat because obviously sometimes those things take longer than we're hoping for, but we are in the works for all those things.
I mean, I guess I would think, you know, best case, let's say tomorrow I got both those agreements. You know, we would get those signed, get them back to the township, copy would go out to PennDOT, so I get the HOP released. Let's say that whole process there takes a week. Financial Security, title insurance, maybe another 2 weeks. At that point, we would have everything together that we could provide to the township. So maybe in a month, we would be able to provide everything to the township and then start the whole, you know, recording process once we got signatures from everybody.
So there's, so we have two issues. Right? One is just the request for the extension. The other is, are we going to let you build what you have designed and not have you comply with the new amendments to the zoning setbacks? We heard from Mr. Habeg about our intention with the development of those amendments, but I think we need to have this discussion. I will say, you know, maybe instead of granting us continually 6-month extensions, perhaps if we said you have 45 days from the date that you receive whatever the specific document is that they're waiting for from us, they have 45 days from that date to get your plan filed. If you get it filed within those 45 days, I'm thinking we're okay allowing you, because, you know, in the theory that perhaps you're grandfathered in and we will allow you to build your project, especially because it's in a commercial zone and it's not a neighborhood. But I'm just throwing that out there. How would the rest of you feel about that if we get granted them 45 days from the date they receive the information from the township to file their plan, and if they file it within those 45 days, we are also agreeing to that they can comply with the prior zoning.
And I think we're fine with that too. I think
we let me see what time. Let me see what you guys think. There is this. We do, yeah.
I've never seen a 60 extension before. I think the longest I've ever seen was a 4. I was very hard pressed to agree with that.
We're torn because we just can't keep giving people extensions on land development plans. But on the other hand, you have a small business. We're trying to help you get started and get this business created because it's good for our community. Good small businesses in our community are good for our community. So we're balancing all of this. Mike and Carter, you guys have to weigh in here.
I'll file it with 45 days.
And you can live with that, right?
Is that acceptable as 45, or is it be 30 or 60 as opposed to coming back again and asking?
And is that 45 working days or 45 calendar days?
Well, let me ask, is it 45 days once we receive these two documents that we're waiting for? Because that's been the thing we're kind of been waiting for.
Yeah, I would say 45 calendar days. Is that a... Do you have the time to turn it around in 45 days?
From my end, the plans are ready. They're signed. The HOP is approved. I just can't get it from the township, from PennDOT, till we get the dedication. We're really, the only things that are kind of holding us up are those agreements and then the financial security. So, I mean, 45 days.
They're best.
As of right now, we feel that work through the banks. I did feel that way last time.
Yeah,
and
that's
how it happened. I requested the dedication stuff in February, and we've been patiently waiting.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem, Rick, is that we're involved in it. If we haven't given them the necessary documentation, now if it was a reasonable amount of time, that has elapsed.
But I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. What I was still looking at is 2021 when we gave this to go ahead, 3 years ago.
Well, let me ask you this.
But
what's
I don't mean to be mean about that. I really do understand.
No, I understand. And like I said, the plan was prepared by Senator Sakarya back in 2021.
Yeah.
You know, I was working with Senator Sakarya at that time, not with that project per se. I'm now with Pannoni. Back in December 2023 is when I came on board, and I've been diligently pushing to get the things we needed. And
look, if we do the 45 days, I'll go with it.
Okay.
It comes up in 45 days, you can always come back. Don't count on my vote.
I understand.
And it's I think the underlying point here is there's no harm to the community in what we're doing, and so I think we're all cognizant of that, but now we need to get the project going. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that that the preliminary final land development plan for 1106 Cocoa Avenue for Nigulum Properties, LLC, plat 1333, is hereby extended to, the dates, there is no, we're gonna have to tie it, it's extended for 45 days from calendar days from the date you receive the necessary information from the township to move forward with the project. Subject to compliance with items 1-10 on the department head recommendation section of this agenda item. That's the motion. Is there a second to the motion?
All set.
Okay, motion is seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Comments?
We have to somehow talk to our solicitor.
I will talk to Pat tomorrow.
And see if you can get off the dime here and get this stuff in post-haste. Mm-hmm. So we can move forward with this so we're not going into October or November.
Another 45, yeah.
All reasonable. All right. If there are no other comments, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. We appreciate it. We're rooting for you. All right. But and you see what Mr. Zmud is saying, right? So.
Yep. Totally good. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that takes us to item C. The last item under new business is the preliminary discussion regarding the vacation of East Granada Avenue from H Street to East Caracas Avenue. And that is Mr. Habig.
Mr. Nelson, were you prepared for this?
Yes, I am familiar with
okay.
this.
Okay, I'm going to hand it over to Mr. Nelson then.
I might ask you for some... specific history, okay. But I certainly can go
okay.
into this.
I'll run down the history then and let you take over the legal stuff where...
That'll be perfect.
Okay. So this is... I pulled it up on the screen. East Granada Avenue as it goes in front of the old middle school, which was the old high school, which was the old... A long history. In 2002, the township adopted an ordinance vacating that portion of roadway in front of the school district building.
Dave, time out for a second. Does this own, what is the length of this? You said it's 750 feet.
Yes, so this arc here.
The whole thing. Okay, that's what I thought it was. All right.
So the township board of supervisors at that time adopted the decision to vacate it. We have no evidence that it was ever recorded, which is why it comes back before you. We contemplated whether we could just record the agreement today. However, advertisements, all the legal requirements are in place. So this is something that the Board of Supervisors in 2002 did agree to, did adopt, and the legal side was murky at best.
Yeah, so with the 22-year delay in the lack of recording, as far as we can tell, it was determined by the township staff and Mr. Armstrong that the best course would be to redo the vacation, in part due to the fact, I believe the township has been receiving liquid fuels for this road for the last 22 years also. So probably the safest and best thing to do is just to start the process over, which will entail, once again, enacting an ordinance, providing notifications to a variety of interested stakeholders, and if it is then vacated, ensuring that the vacation is then appropriately recorded with the appropriate county and state entities that need to be told of this. What we're looking for here, I believe, is just a go, no-go from the Board of Supervisors to start this process of vacation. We don't need an official vote at this point in time, but since it will take a bunch of effort from my office as well as the staff, before we undertake that, again, we want to make sure that the board is on board with it.
So you're just looking for a reaffirmation?
Correct.
So we want to give East Granada Avenue from H Street to East Caracas Avenue a vacation. I need a vacation.
Yes.
All right. Does anybody have any opposition to that? Seems reasonable. We've treated it that way for the last 22 years. So
administratively, it was missed.
Yes.
Correct.
Recording.
Yes.
Correct.
So yeah, it wasn't recorded. It, you know, obviously, PennDOT was not told of this fact. So yes.
Sir, are you concerned about PennDOT asking for 22 years of liquid fuels money back for that 750 feet?
If we went ahead and recorded the 2002 ordinance, yes, I'd be worried. Yeah. But since we're kind of basically viewing that ordinance as void.
Okay.
Certainly, legally speaking, I think that's a good argument. And also, from a practical standpoint, we certainly treated it that way. I think we're on much safer ground.
Okay. I think we're all in favor, then. So.
Thank you very much. We're good to go.
All right, that concludes new business. The next item is Supervisor Board Committee Reports. Start with Mr. Zamuda and move to his right. All right, very good. Thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Mr. Corrado?
Nothing to report.
All right, Mr. Wyckoff?
I have no report this evening. Thank you.
All right, and I also have no report this evening. The next item is departmental reports. The first is the police department. I see Chief Warner has returned, so we will start with the chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don't really have anything. I just want to let the board know that the next meeting on the 25th, we'll be swearing in some new officers.
That is that, did you say at the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Chief. Mr. Sassman, Fire Department.
Thank you. 73 calls for the month, and a quick report on apparatus. So the first apparatus that you had ordered, we received through the manufacturer notice that we are the fifth project in planning due. So that's a small glimmer of light that we see. I don't have a timetable when that becomes, but they what that means is that we'll go out and we'll approve the blueprints for the beginning of the manufacturing of the apparatus. So
good.
That's the update I have for the first one. It's the second one's too far out yet to even be considered.
It's hard to believe.
That's where we are. Small glimmer of hope there.
Yeah, hard to believe. Well, thank you for that update.
Sure.
All right, Public Works.
This month, we'll be conducting control measures for webworm in the trees along Cocoa Avenue in the vicinity of the library and rec center, bagworm in the medial islands near Reese, and spotted lanternfly in various hotspots. I wanted to let the board know that I'm working with NRG to develop a plan, timeline, and price quotes for the replacement of aging rooftop units at the police department and the administration building. What you probably all want to know about is the road work. FB modified projects, Kiefer Road and Boathouse Road had the first of three parts completed this week and will be moving to Shope's Church tomorrow and finishing there on Thursday. This is the first in a three-step process. After a three-week cure time, chip seal will be applied to the surface, followed by fog seal on that surface. Previous years, we did McCorkle, Hill Church, and Peffley Roads with this same process. It's a road maintenance process that greatly improves rideability increases longevity of the road and reduces the length of road closure during construction, which the Stevie Nicks fans should appreciate this weekend. The Mill and Pave program, milling is complete in Innsbruck today and paving will be completed on Wednesday. Milling started on Brookside Drive today and will continue on Carlton and Clark Road Wednesday with paving starting on those roads tomorrow. The operation will be moving to East Derry Road later in the week with Northeast Drive milling starting Sunday night. Currently, we are about a half day off schedule.
A resident had reached out to me and passed along this observation that the stop sign that's located at Beach and Glen Roads, there's a tree that seems to have overgrown the stop sign, so the resident is alerting us to that, and she said that the tree is on Beach as you're going west, and apparently there may have been an accident there on Sunday morning. I'm not saying it has anything to do with the stop sign, but that's what the resident made that observation about the stop sign. So could you just have somebody check that out and maybe prune that tree back if it's covering or concealing the stop sign?
Yeah, I'll check it out and we'll send a vegetation violation notice.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And please pass along my thanks to the folks in your department, but specifically also to Tom Clark. I know there was a sinkhole that opened up and then a depression in the Jacobs Creek neighborhood, and I appreciate the effort that the Public Works team did to help resolve those issues. And it gets complicated because you have water lines and sewer mains under the road, and so it takes a little bit of time to determine who's responsible for the sinkhole.
Right.
But I think both the folks at the municipal authority and the township reacted fairly quickly once people were notified, right?
I put the first cone out when Tom was off that day. So, yes, thank you.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. All right. We will go next to Parks and Rec with Mr. Jackson.
Nothing to report this evening.
All right, Zach. Thank you. Mr. Cummings, Township Engineer.
Nothing to report this evening.
All right, Mr. Habig, Community Development.
Nothing to report this evening.
All right, Mr. Chrisman, Township Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing additional other than to say I hope everyone had an opportunity to get to St. Joan of Arc this past weekend. It was a great festival, so lots of great food. And I saw your wife, though. Yeah. She picked up food.
I was tired.
Fair enough. Always a great program, always a great time. So I just want to thank everybody for their effort and the police department helping out, keeping the road closed and on Ariba. So that was great. So it was all good. So thank you.
Well, thank you. This is the now take us to visitor public comment. Same rules as in the beginning. So anybody wishing to come forward can do so now. Please comment into the record. All right. Seeing as no one is coming forward, we will close that session of the visitor public comment. That takes us to the end of the meeting, so we can entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
All right, motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your attendance.